You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Wisconsin has the nation's widest gaps between white and black students when it comes to high school graduation rates and fourth grade math and reading scores. And according to a new study conducted by the Wisconsin Center for Education Research, these gaps may partly be a result of disparities in school readiness as children go into kindergarten.
Eric Grodzki is a professor of sociology at UW-Madison and lead researcher for this study. Eric, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, this sounds like a big deal because we look at these educational disparities and we're asking, what can we do in the schools? Elementary school, junior high, high school. Well, it sounds like a lot of the story happens before a kid sets foot in a school.
Yeah, that's right. It is a big deal. And it's not surprising. It's consistent with national studies, but it's the first that I know of to look at Wisconsin kids in particular. And what we found suggests that you could do a lot to remedy these gaps in academic achievement by addressing them before they emerge in elementary school.
So what do we see when we look at Wisconsin kids coming into kindergarten? What are the differences among children and groups of children?
So we see kids coming in if they're economically disadvantaged. About 75% of those children will be under the median or typical child whose parents are above poverty. And that's a big difference. We can say the same for racial and ethnic disparities. About 66%, for example, of African American children come into school behind the typical white child in terms of their literacy skills.
And let's look at what you're measuring. How do you assess kindergarten readiness?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, because it's not a global measure of readiness. We have what the state collected for several years, which is something called the Phonological Awareness Literacy Screening. And it's really a measure of letter recognition, early sound, phonemic awareness, some basic words.
So I guess the big question is, if we've got kids coming in with different levels of readiness in a kindergarten, is that a predictor for those kids of how they're going to do, say, by fourth grade or in high school graduation?
Yeah, so nationally it certainly is. And I think if you look at the differences, I know today, for example, the forward exam results came out. If you look at differences in eighth grade achievement in English language arts for children in Wisconsin, the gaps for African-American and white children are substantially larger than they are at the start of kindergarten, but kindergarten accounts for about half of those gaps.
I want to slice and dice this information in a couple different ways. First of all, you mentioned disparities based on income and disparities based on race. But as we know in Wisconsin, there are income disparities between races in Wisconsin. So how do you sort out the impact of income and racial or ethnic identity?
Well, that's right. And if we look at the data we have available to us, our best estimate is that about 60% of those initial differences between African American and white children could possibly be attributed to differences in rates of poverty.
And then another way you looked at it was regionally, different areas of the state. What did you find? What stood out to you when you just looked at it kind of on a map of Wisconsin?
Sure. So the first thing to say about that is that most of the differences among children in Wisconsin in their early literacy skills are actually among kids in the same school. So there are school differences, but they're dwarfed by the differences among kids within schools. Now, having said that, there are different regions of the state where you can see patterns of disparities in readiness, literacy skills. For example, some of the suburbs of Milwaukee have both the highest average levels of literacy skills and they have the differences in their inequality in literacy skills relative to the rest of the state.
Do we know why something like poverty would lead to lower kindergarten readiness? What kind of, on a practical level, what kind of things come out of being in a lower income family lead to this reduced readiness?
So there's been a ton of work on that, and I think part of it is related to how children and parents interact. Part of it's related to the educational resources that parents are able to provide their children with. Part of it's related to neighborhoods where children are growing up. There's a lot going on that separates families living in poverty from families not in poverty, and those things all translate into how children experience early literacy.
Talking to Eric Grodzki, sociology professor at UW-Madison, lead researcher in a study on kindergarten readiness and how differences in preparedness for kindergarten play out in disparities later on in the school career. So, Eric, a big question, of course, is what do we do about this? And if poverty, if income inequality is the problem, I mean, the answer, I'm assuming, isn't just solve poverty. Are there practical things we can do to help the kids at the lower end of the economic spectrum here?
Yeah, I think there are. And among the things that we're working on in partnership with the Department of Public Instruction is looking at how we can more effectively work across sectors in pre-K education. I'm working on some projects with Beth Grau and Catherine Magnuson at the University of Wisconsin. And there we're trying to figure out how we can reach out to school districts that serve large numbers of African-American children and think about how we can more effectively take advantage of the educational resources both in schools and outside of schools in early childhood education settings to get these kids into kindergarten more ready to read.
Wisconsin has big problems with disparities, so we talk about that a lot. Looking around the country, are there models that we can look to that have done this successfully, that have gone to kids before they get into school and try to close those gaps before they hit kindergarten?
Yeah, there are some places that have experienced substantial success in getting kids to a higher level of literacy, I think, on the door to kindergarten. Boston Pre-K is one program that's had some success. I know also in Oklahoma they've had some success with their early childhood education program. So I think there are a lot of models we can look to, but I also think there may be success stories in Wisconsin that we just don't know about yet, and part of the work we'd like to do is trying to figure out where Wisconsin educators are having a more substantial impact on these early literacy skills and how we can learn from them.
Is that a next part of your research now?
It is.
So what kind of things are you doing to try to figure that out?
Well, that's early on, but we'd like to bring together, as I said, some of these large districts and talk to people both in schools and also outside of schools in early childhood education to understand what they're doing that may have an impact on early literacy skills.
Now, this seems like kind of a good news, bad news thing. Good news, we can make a difference for kids if we do better early childhood education and preparedness. That sounds good. Bad news is, if we haven't done this by kindergarten, is it too late for a kid?
I don't think it's too late. I think that we're doing ourselves and our children a disservice by trying to play catch-up after that. But I think we can catch up, and I think the Department of Public Instruction and our school districts, our teachers, our principals are working hard to do that. I think we just start at a disadvantage if we don't bring kids to kindergarten at a better place.
Yeah, reading the summaries of your study, it sounds like maybe given the importance of those first years and pre-kindergarten experiences, in some ways, too much pressure is being put on the school years, or we're putting too much hope on things we can do in the school years to close these disparities, to close these gaps.
I don't know that we're putting too much hope on them, but we're putting an awful lot of pressure on them. We're expecting them to remedy a lot of things that happen before they ever see these children. So I think, again, I think teachers and administrators are doing a heroic job of trying to address these things. Of course, it varies across the state, but we could be in a lot better position to help these children if we got ahead of the game in kindergarten.
I wonder about coalition building, because we've talked to people like Dr. Dipesh Nafzaria, who does ready-to-read things, where he's trying to get doctors, when they're doing checkups for kids, to assess whether they know what to do with the book and putting books in kids' hands. Are you looking for partnerships outside of what we might think of, the preschools and the school systems themselves?
We're starting with the schools and with the preschools, with the early childhood education centers. I think working outside of that's terrific. I know Dr. Nafzaria's work, I think really highly of him and of the things that he's been able to accomplish. I think from where I'm standing, working through the school system and through the early childhood education system is a terrific place to start.
Do schools have the resources to do more with preschool education? I mean, we hear that we're packing a lot of subjects into the day. We're worried about too many kids in classrooms, things like that. Are they going to be able to extend their operations to deal with these kids before they get to school?
Well, I think there are different choices that we can make with the resources we have. Certainly, classroom space is a big constraint. And so that's a substantial investment to build more classrooms, of course. On the other hand, we could make choices about how we work with children, about the curricula we use in four-year-old kindergarten programs, in kindergarten programs. And I'll also say that Wisconsin's done a pretty good job of expanding four-year-old kindergarten, which I think is going to be a piece of this puzzle. So thinking about how we can more closely weave four-year-old and five-year-old kindergarten together, not necessarily pushing five-year-old kindergarten down to four-year-old kindergarten, but really working to smooth out the transition between those could be another place to go.
Do we know what a good pre-kindergarten program looks like? I assume it isn't academic rigor and, you know, lots and lots of homework. I think it looks different if you're talking about a 3 or 4 year old, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think we do know a little bit about what strong programs look like. And that's a place where I look, again, to my colleagues, Catherine Magnuson and Beth Grau, who know a tremendous amount about this area, much more than I do.
What are you hoping people who set policy at schools and the legislature maybe do with this research you've put out?
My hope is that this research starts a conversation across districts, a conversation at the state level about how we can more effectively take advantage of the resources we have in 4-year-old kindergarten, early childhood education, and 5-year-old kindergarten to really remedy some of these disparities before they emerge.
And finally, how about outreach to parents of any income level, I guess, or any ethnic group? Is that part of the picture here?
I think it can be. I think helping parents understand the things that they can do in the home, in the family, to enrich the literacy skills of their children is a great place to start.
And you touched on this a little bit already, but what are some of the next steps in your research?
Yeah, we want to reach out to other districts in the state. We want to find out what people are doing, and we want to take a look and see if the practices in which people are engaged are impactful, are helping kids get to school in a better place with their literacy skills, and are reducing achievement disparities in kindergarten.
We'll leave it there for now, Eric. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
We've been talking to Eric Grodzki, professor of sociology at UW-Madison, looking at a study he worked on that showed disparities among Wisconsin children even before they get into kindergarten and how that impacts their educational career down the road.